When banjo player Joe Mullins was growing up in Middletown, Ohio, he could tune into WPFB to hear the way his father entertained his audience with a mix of classic country and bluegrass music.
Dad's name was Paul Mullins. His nickname on the radio was Moon. Dad, he migrated from the hills of Kentucky to get a good job, and he happened to be a great radio announcer. And so he was a breath of fresh air when he went on WPFB in Middletown in 1964, playing music that really identified with those folks punching that time clock and driving in and out of the factories in Dayton and Cincinnati.
Got the blue collar blues. Empty pockets and steel-toed shoes. It's too late to change me, and I'm too tired to try. Be a blue-collar worker till the day I die.
Many of those folks punching time clocks and driving in and out of factories in Southwest Ohio came to the region as a part of a large migration of Appalachian families who left rural communities in Kentucky and West Virginia to find work. They brought their music and culture with them. Joe's father saw a great business opportunity in this migration.
Not only was he great at presenting bluegrass music with authenticity, but he was also a very talented broadcaster, and he knew that his music had to make great revenue for his employer. And he was a great old-time radio pitch man, and he sold everything from cars to furniture to lawn and garden materials and anything else on the radio. And that's a talent that I was thankful to grow up learning as well. And I grew up doing the same thing, working on the radio and on the stage. Dad was a fiddle player and a broadcaster. I'm a banjo player and a broadcaster.
Joe Mullins launched both his broadcasting and musical careers in the early 1980s. He worked in radio with his father, and for 6 years he toured with his dad in a band called the Traditional Grass. Here's the Traditional Grass live on stage. The voice is that of Joe's father, Paul Mullins.
Anyway, when I quit because I had a young son that was growing up and needed his daddy at home with him, and I'm glad to stay home with him. He's made one fine banjo player and a good tenor singer. He is my son. If you'd like to give him a hand, I'll give him several myself. That's Joe Mullins with the banjo right over there.
The Traditional Grass disbanded in 1995 when Joe Mullins purchased WBZI, an AM radio station in Xenia, Ohio. The station followed the format established by his father: classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. Joe devoted his time to managing his radio station, but eventually his advertisers started asking him about providing live entertainment at their promotional events.
I oftentimes had advertisers calling, saying, hey, we're going to do a big promotion next weekend. We need you to come out and do a live broadcast. Can you bring some entertainment?
Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your good old Mountain Dew. With Pearl Man, she came.
So I had done that on and off through the years before I officially had a band. I could always call on a few musicians, and even before there was a Radio Ramblers, if the Chevrolet dealer, the furniture store, the grocery store, or the county fair had to have a crowd of people, it would be Joe Mullins and the WBZI Bluegrass Band. And I'd get some musicians, and we could advertise for 10 days that we were going to be helping at Rodney Cobb Chevrolet for a big sale, and we could draw a crowd.
After a few years of these random appearances, Joe decided that the unofficial WBZI Bluegrass Band should become a serious working group.
I wanted to get better at having an official band to offer not just to advertiser promotions, but to offer to community theaters and local festivals and fairs. And so we launched the Radio Ramblers in the spring of 2006.
But we can see glory, hallelujah, brother, we can sing. If we put our hearts together, if we pray, no one really has to tell us what to say. Maybe we can really find the way, but we can sing.
By 2010, we started to develop a sound of our own, develop some original material, and gained a recording contract with one of the anchor bluegrass music record labels, which is near Charlottesville, Virginia. It's Rebel Records of Virginia. Rebel Records put out two albums for us in 2010 that did quite well, and so we've been touring full-time since 2011. And from the International Bluegrass Music Association, we won the award for Emerging Artist of the Year in 2012. And now we're fortunate to just try to keep up with the demand.
The Radio Ramblers will play at the Richmond Folk Festival, which will be broadcast here on 88.9 WCVE, Friday, October 7th through Sunday, October 9th. You can find more information at richmondfolkfestival.org. For WCVE News, I'm Peter Solomon. Thank you.